So let's review. Continuing our discussion from the previous daf about the requirement to protest when others sin, the Gemara adds 2 points. First, the Gemara teaches that even a student towards his own Rebbe is also required to protest. As when Asoi Hahi Itzak Kotzavcha Kameh Deshmul, the story of the woman who cried to Shmuel will have a mashgichba and he paid no attention to her. His student Rebbe Yehuda turned to his Rebbe Shmuel and reminded him of the Pasuk, Oitim Azni Mizakas Dal Gamhu Yikra Bulayana. That one is not allowed to turn a deaf ear to the cries of the downtrodden. Nevertheless, Shmuel held that the person in the highest position of authority is the one who is ultimately responsible, which in this case was Mar Ukva. Then the Gemara teaches that even in a case where it is almost certain that the rebuke will not be accepted, nevertheless, says Reb Zeira, Afal Gav Deloy Mekabli Lechachinumar, we are still required to protest. This we learn from a story in Yecheskel. Am Reb Acha B'Rebbe. Only once in history did Hashem change a good decree to bad. During the days of Yechezkel, where originally Hashem was only going to punish the Rishon for their sins and not the Tzaddikim. However, once the Midas Adin pointed out that the Tzaddikim had an obligation to protest the action of the Rishon, even though they felt that they would not listen, Hashem changed his mind, so to speak, and agreed with the Midas Adin. The Gemara then elaborates on the episode described in Sefer Yecheskel. The pasuk says that v'yemer Hashem elav avar b'toichi ir b'toichi Yerushalayim v'savisa tiyul metzches ha'anoshim. Hashem tells the angel Gabriel to write the letter tough on the foreheads of the people. The Gemara elaborates. Hashem began the punishment b'bnei adam shekayim v'esat Torah kula me'alef ha'tav, with people who kept the entire Torah from aleph to tav, and mimokim sho'imim shiri lefanai, with the levim who sing shira. There are 5 explanations why the letter Tav was chosen to be written on people's foreheads. 1. Amar Rav, Tav, Tichya, Tav, Thomas. It stands for both live and die. 2. Shmuel Amar Thomas Chusavis. It stands for the end of Chusavis, the merit of our forefathers. 3. Vyechen Amar Tachin Chusavis. It stands for the fact that the Chusavis still gives us chen, grace. 4. Rishlakish Amar Tav, Seif Chesamish LaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is the last letter of Hashem's signature, which is Emes. And 5, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar, Eile b'nei Adam shekimus ha-Torah kula mi'alef ha-Tav. It refers to people who observe the entire Torah all the way until the letter Tav. The Gemara then discusses Tamas Chosabes. It presents 4 opinions as to when Chosabes ran out for us. 1, Amar Rav, Mimeis Hoshea ben Be'eri. 2, Shmuel Amar Mimei Chazoil. 3, Yeshua ben Levi Amar Mimei Eliyahu, and 4, Reb Yechanan Amar Mimei Chizkiyo. Next, the Gemara says, Amar Reb Ami, Ein Misa B'lei Chet, V'ein Yisurim B'lei Oven. Reb Ami teaches that nobody dies or suffers without having sinned. Meisvei, Amar Malach HaShor Zav Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara challenges this assertion and concludes that although there is a Machlikas Tanoim, where the Moshe V'Aaron died without sin, everybody agrees that Binyamin ben Yaakov, Amar Mavi Moshe, Yishai Abi David, Bekalev ben David, died without sin, thereby disproving Rav Ami's assertion. The Gemara then launches an extended discussion about people who seem to sin in Tanakh, but really didn't, and begins with Reuven, whom the Pasuk says, Sheichev es Bila Pilegeshav, he slept with his father's concubine Bila. There seems to be a machlokes tanoim whether Reuven actually slept with Bila. On the one hand, it is difficult to imagine that the descendants of somebody who slept with his father's concubine would one day stand on Har Eivol and say, Oru Shoichevim Eishes Aviv, cursed is someone who sleeps with his father's wife. On the other hand, 2 of the interpretations of the word Pachas in the Pasuk of Pachas Kamayim Altoise suggest that he did sleep with Bila. One interpretation is that the word Pachas stands for Pesata Aldos Chatosa Zanisa. He stepped on the law, he sinned, and he committed adultery. And another interpretation is, Pasta Chavta Zalta. You acted too quickly, you became chayiv, and you belittled. The daf concludes with a discussion of Chofni and Pinchas, the 2 sons of Eli HaKoyin, whom the Navi says, Asher Yishkav Nesanoshim, would sleep with the women who came to the Oil Moed. The Gemara clarifies and says that, Kaloim ibn Eli Chatu, Ein Elotayah. It is a mistake to say that they sinned. Rather, Mishum Shoshow as Kinein Shlei Holchu Eitzabalein, Mal Alein Akosav Kilashachvim. The Navi considers delaying the karbonis of these women, which kept them away from their husbands longer than necessary, to be the equivalent of sleeping with them. However, the Gemara points out that even if Chafni sinned, Pinchas did not. The Navi only considers it as if he sinned mitoich shehoi loy lefinches limches lechafni veloy micha mal lavakasav kilachata. Since he should have protested chafni's sin and he did not, the Navi considers it to be his sin as well.